Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You know, if you love the Old Testament, if you love biblical stories that are made into movies, the story of the golden calf is a cinematic jewel. Who can forget the Cecil B. DeMille giant classic, The Bible, and its grand portrayal of the golden calf? The calf is so big on the movie screen that we sort of forget what was at stake. So let's take a moment to look back. The Hebrew people have been delivered from slavery in Egypt by the Lord God, who sent 9 plagues and potentially beat down Pharaoh and his people. Moses led the Hebrews to the freedom and potentially to the promised land. Along the way, the Israelites see the power of God. Miraculously dividing the sea in front of them so that they might cross, and miraculously closing the sea so Pharaoh's chariots and men are devoured by the sea. The Israelites get thirsty and complain to Moses, so spring water is supplied. They get hungry, and God sends them manna, which literally means, what is it in Hebrew? Time and time again, the people complain, and God provides for them. God also ritually purifies them and marks God's people as God's own. So there's Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Harvest, the Feast of Ingathering. Yet when Moses is too long on the mountain conversing with God and also receiving the Ten Commandment tablets, the people get restless. They gather around Aaron and say, come, make us a God to go before us. As for this fellow Moses, we don't know what's happened to him. You know, he's only led them out of Egypt. He's only led them across the desert. And what we have to remember is if they stayed 40 years in the desert, in our time, that's middle of life. You'd be halfway through your lifetime. But in these times, 40 years is a generation. So it's entirely possible that even though these children of God have seen some of the miraculous works of God, they didn't see it all. They don't know that Moses is the one that brings them out. They don't see all the miracles that God has done. So they get anxious and get impatient. Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, the God of the Israelites, the God of Moses and Aaron, despite all the miracles along the way, the people have now lost faith. They've forgotten their history and now have fallen into sin. God tells Moses to go down to his stiff-necked people, for they have corrupted themselves. Hebrew has a way of anthropomorphizing God, that is, attributing human emotions to God. So God is angry. And so God's face burns. What do you like when you're really angry? You burn your face, your everything, just tight. So God's face burns hot against the Israelites. God plans to destroy them. Then Moses pleads with God to spare them. Why should the Egyptians say you brought them out of Egypt with evil intent? To kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth. Sometimes in periods of crisis, God's people forget whose we are. We worry. Where's God in all of this? Who can save us? Maybe we have been misled or abandoned. Is this the end of the world or just the end of us? We ask, where was God in the Holocaust? Where was God in the recent hurricanes, floods, and wildfires? Where was God? Oh, where is God? Today we have many concerns that have us crying out to God. Where are you in the midst of civil unrest? Where are you in the midst of racial injustice? Where are you in the midst of COVID-19 and the pandemic? Where are you in the midst of those who are deceitful, are complacent to act, are power hungry? Where are you? We still believe in that Old Testament God who gives us what we need. But we also believe in the New Testament God to whom Jesus testifies. And in Matthew 25, we are challenged to face these questions and to act. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was naked, and you put clothes on me. I was homeless and you sheltered me. I was sick and you took care of me. The responsibility has shifted from God alone to us with God's support. It's our hands that will serve the Lord God in feeding, satiating, clothing, sheltering, and caring for the sick. The responsibility has shifted from God alone to us with God's support. It's our hands that will serve the Lord God in feeding, satiating, clothing, sheltering, and caring for the sick. It's our hands. It's our faith in Christ who will help us get through the time of crisis in our country. This time we need to work with all Christians and Jews and Muslims and Hindi and all the other expressions of God's people, that together we might bring about peace in our times and in our world. Let us pray. Loving God, we acknowledge that you are the Lord and King of the universe. We know that you can solve all problems, but you haven't decided to do that. You've asked us to take care of these problems, to use the gifts that you have given us, that you've inspired us to inspire others to give and care for. Help us to be peacemakers and healers, and to lift up your word in however many languages as the word. Lord, we ask that you give us inspiration that we may be with your people, working against the negativity and the rioting, that we may show love to everyone, peace and justice. It's in your name we pray, and let all the people say, Amen.
And now, a moment for mission. Our moment for mission this morning highlights our October Coins for Concern partner. We are partnering with the Puppy Jake Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping military veterans through the assistance of well-bred, socialized, and professionally trained service dogs. If you came to the Tabletop Luncheon last fall, you were able to learn more about the Puppy Jake Foundation in person. All the funds that Puppy Jake receives are raised through grassroots efforts, including charity events, corporate sponsors, and individual contributions, including the gifts that we share with them through this month's Coins for Concern. Ordinarily, we receive Coins for Concern by gathering the loose change that is in the offering plates. Since we're not able to gather in person on Sunday mornings, you can contribute to the Puppy Jake Foundation by designating your contribution for Coins for Concern. Simply mark that on the memo line of your check and mail that to the church, or note it when you give electronically at wdmcovenant.org/donate. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.